We're going to begin the hour by revisiting a really big, really cool announcement that we announced here on the air last month. A new health company called Well is setting up its headquarters in downtown Chapel Hill on West Franklin Street. Big announcement last month. They're going to be bringing about 400 new jobs to the area. The process of setting up that headquarters is going on right now, and we are going to begin this hour by talking about the company. We are joined in the studio by Beth Gallette, who is the Chief People Officer for Well, which you can find out more on online by visiting well.co. It's not well.com, well.co, as this company comes to Chapel Hill. Beth, thank you so much for being with us here in the studio today.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for having me. Delighted to be here.
This conversation made possible by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Also very excited about Well coming to town. So tell us, first of all, the status of what's going on in terms of bringing the headquarters to Chapel Hill. What's happening now?
Sure. Well, you know, we have been sort of in stealth mode for several months as we have gotten off the ground, and we're in a temporary space actually for a while in on the east end of Franklin Street as we renovated this beautiful space down at 419 West Franklin, and just were able to move into that October 1st, or late September, really, October 1st, we were go live in that space. And it is the former Carolina Ale House, as I think you know, and originally a car dealership. So we still have those fabulous doors and lots of character. And we really did not want to disrupt the character of that Franklin Street, that monument or space. And so we are now about 20 people in our Chapel Hill space. We've got a few other offices. We have Boston, Newton specifically, Mass, with another maybe 15 folks who focus on our clinical team and product team. We've got data science folks in New York, about 10 of those. And we've got a technology team in Minneapolis with about 45 people there. But in our Chapel Hill office, we are building the contact center. And, you know, that kind of gets into, you know, what Well is all about in the business, which we can talk about. But the contact center over the next few years, as you say, will bring about 400 jobs. And so we are building out the space and are super excited about the launch. We're actually having a career open house on Thursday of this week at 4 o'clock, just to begin to talk to the community about what jobs we're going to be bringing, although we're not hiring this very minute for those, but people are welcome to join us.
Awesome. So what is Well? I got the official release back in November, and it says the Well platform applies a proprietary AI-driven health engine that leverages clinical and consumer data to continuously calibrate and customize its engagement with members to help them tackle their health goals. Make sense of that,
right?
For
right,
us.
Very,
yeah.
Very clear indeed. So basically, you know, thinking about what problem we're trying to solve is one way to begin to get clarity on all of that gobbledygook. So I think, you know, most people realize that the healthcare system is a tough nut to crack right now. For the individuals, which are all of us, the consumers in the healthcare industry, we find a system that is really difficult to navigate. For a lot of reasons, there's not a lot of transparency. You know, what things cost, how things work is sometimes very difficult to understand. The incentives are often perverse, not necessarily oriented towards improving the health and well-being of patients of individuals, and there are very high prices. You know, prescription drugs are talked about a lot, healthcare procedures, et cetera. There are often long waits, and so it's just a really difficult thing to try to take care of yourself and maintain your health in terms of your need to interact with the system and in terms of engaging enough in your own health to take care of yourself and be well. And so what Well, the company, does is say, hey, let's simplify this and provide essentially a health guide for every individual where we can hold your hand and give you the support you need, help you navigate this complexity, make everything that's currently opaque or hard to understand very clear and transparent, and support you in your own personal health aspirations, regardless of your circumstances. That means everything from helping you clarify, navigate, optimize your health insurance benefits to, you know, provider searches. I have this back issue. Who should I really go to clinical questions that may arise. Hey, it's Sunday morning. I woke up with a rash. Should I go to urgent care? Should I do the ER? Should I just sit tight? All the way up to engaging in real behavior change to improve your health. So what we call journeys. And so we have this offering that is really a portal. The Health Guide is a portal that is both high touch and high tech. And that means the contact center folks, which we talk about in Chapel Hill, are the high touch. We have individual people who serve as health guides in the flesh and blood, and they are combined and supported with this high tech digital app that is underpinned by a data science health engine. That's all the AI gobbledygook that you read about. What that enables us to do is be really personalized, really evidence-based, and really allow this personal touch of the health guide to scale to, you know, millions of people.
Who signs up for Well? Is it individuals? Is it businesses who are taking care of employees?
Yeah. So initially, we are going to large employers who are self-insured, meaning they, you know, bear the costs of their employees' health care. It is really in their interest to find a solution to these increasing costs because they're paying higher and higher costs every year. And, you know, it's unlike any other investment they make where they're paying higher and higher costs and yet they're not seeing any, you know, improvement in their employees' health and well-being. So we say, okay, you're paying a lot of money for this stuff and you're not seeing improved outcomes, you're not seeing reduced healthcare costs. We will come in and we will work with what you've already got going, but we are going to engage individually with every single one of your employees in a way that is personalized for them, where we are their health guide. We find out what they need, what they want, we help them achieve it, and that, by improving their health and well-being, will ultimately bring down costs.
Awesome. And the engagements between Well and individual clients, I know part of that is like me as a customer, I would call the contact center and say, I've got a rash, should I do the emergency room or urgent care? Do you then also reach out to customers as well?
Yes, exactly, right. And a lot of our outreach right now, our interaction with folks is through chat, and it's directly through the app. And so there's not, you know, having to call and reiterate your, you know, your phone number, your social security number, your birth date, and tell them what your problem is, because you are known to the health guide because you come through the app and they have all of your information and data. And so, yes, they, the customers, what we call members, can chat in. But we also do proactive outreach, as we call it. And so we really try to engage them in what we call health journeys. And these are everything from a 3-week journey to improve your diabetes management, to improve your mood, to improve your sleep, to switch to a plant-based diet, you know, things that touch both disease states and, you know, sort of aspirational kind of health goals. And we provide outreach and also encourage people to reach out to us. So one of the things that's different about us than a lot of other things that are out there, take health plans, for example, health insurance, they really have tried in a lot of cases to have this kind of personalized touch. But their business model is really not set up. These are some of the perverse incentives. So they really try to suppress utilization, keep the utilization down in order to contain costs. So they try to target their, you know, sickest 3-5%. They try to minimize touch points with their members. They try to, you know, keep conversations short with their call center, et cetera. We are the opposite. Because we're trying to engage people in their own health and learn more about what their health and wellness aspirations are, what they're already doing, what's not working, what are the maybe social determinants behind things that are getting in the way, we then actually advocate for longer conversations, for more touch points. So we advocate for them to contact us, but also we do a lot of proactive outreach.
Because ultimately you keep costs down by not getting people sick
exactly.
in the first place, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the other thing is, unlike a lot of what's out there, we really emphasize the importance of addressing behavioral health, mm-hmm. mental health, substance abuse, behavioral health, and we do it in a way that's really integrated. And there will be many more layers to this strategy over time. But the bottom line is we see it as so integral to overall health and well-being, and we don't see it as targeting a specific population, but an element of everybody's health that we need to address. And so by engaging in relationships with people, we're also able to assess and address issues of behavioral health that actually really bear on physical health.
I love it. We're speaking with Beth Gallette, again, the Chief People Officer of Well. Well.co is the website. I have to ask what the Chief People Officer does.
Well, the Chief People Officer is a more sort of progressive name for the head of HR.
Okay.
So Chief Human Resources Officer, head of HR. The point is that this language of human resources is a little outdated.
Yeah.
And these are, you know, human beings we're talking about. And, you know, as much as right now we're talking about the mission of Well and the business of Well, you know, one of the key differentiators also is the fact that we know that we can't do anything that we're promising unless our employees feel that same level of engagement, mm-hmm. respect, et cetera. So a focus on our people is just absolutely critical.
So tell me about the contact center. That's what's going to be
yes.
in Chapel Hill.
Exactly.
So who's going to be there? What's going to happen?
Right. So the contact center is the really the heart of the company in that this is where these high touch, you know, health guide, engagement oriented, relationship building people are. There are sort of two broad categories of guides in the contact center, clinical folks and non-clinical folks. Mm. And so the non-clinical folks are people who typically will have a college degree and be interested in health and, you know, potentially have also done some things. You know, a lot of our people are interested in yoga and meditation or have had an interest in health. Health coaching, or we're public health majors at UNC, or, you know, this type of thing. And so those folks are frontline, chatting with the members and really helping them navigate, supporting them, et cetera. And then we also, on the non-clinical side, have specialists in things like billing and claims and whatnot so that we can address these questions that may come in that are of a, you know, more navigating the system, you know, mm-hmm. nature. On the clinical side, we've got nurses who are also on the front line, and we have behavioral health specialists and pharmacists. And the behavioral health specialists and pharmacists are more in a consultative role so that they can really support the entire contact center. But so we have these nurses and health guides who are frontline, and so those are the folks that we are recruiting. So, you know, obviously the clinicians need to be clinically trained in those areas, but they're also people who are interested in more integrative, holistic approaches to health, who want to really, you know, address the whole person. And so those are the kinds of folks we're looking for.
Speaking with Beth Gallette, well.co is the website. Again, welcome to West Franklin Street. And it is a company with local ties, and you too are local as well,
yep.
right? You're a Duke grad.
Yeah, yes, I am. So our two co-founders, Gary Loveman and Dave Weary, are sort of the ultimate UNC supporters, and Gary has adult children who are graduates from UNC. Dave Weary was a Moorhead Scholar at UNC, and is very passionate about the university and the town. So mm-hmm. he is really the two of them are the driving force behind really wanting to invest in Chapel Hill with this. I also I've lived in the Triangle since 1991. Married into a diehard North Carolina family and proceeded to go to Duke for graduate school.
It's the best kind of rebellion.
Right. So, you know, so I feel like I'm bringing diversity to Well here. We're sort of trying to, you know, create a sort of more a hybrid shade of blue. But yeah, because of those roots for Gary and Dave, you know, a lot of their friends and and classmates and connections also were UNC-based. But, you know, one of the things that's really critical to know is we want well to represent the diversity of North Carolina, the diversity of the United States. And so it has been absolutely fantastic to have this colonel from UNC be such a brain trust in our company. And we're really, really excited and passionate about not only reaching out to Duke and NC State, but NC Central. And we also are exploring some really interesting partnership work with Durham Tech. Mm-hmm. And so there's just lots and lots of entities and partners that we're really excited about.
So who will you be hiring and when?
So we will be hiring a handful of folks in the late winter and early spring. And then it will begin to ramp up in the late spring and into the fall with a much steeper curve, you know, up into the 50-60 for the contact center. And those, the largest number of roles will be these health guides who are non-clinical, member-facing folks who are, you know, really what we want to become health coaches. And by the way, small aside, we really are invested in doing a lot of training with folks, even to the point of enabling them to become certified health coaches. So there's a professional credential there over time. So those folks, largely bachelor's prepared, although associates prepared with experience in, you know, consumer-oriented kinds of settings could also work. And then we also are recruiting nurses, and there will also be a few positions for behavioral health specialists and pharmacists. So behavioral health specialists typically being a master's trained psychologist, counselor, clinical social worker, and then the pharmacy folks
awesome.
As well.
Speaking with Beth Gillette, we got to wrap up. Other things about Well that we haven't touched on yet, final thoughts, things that people need to know?
I think we've covered it. I am super excited to field inquiries that people may have. So I would encourage folks to check out the website, as you said, well.co, C-O. And we do have this career, you know, it's a fairly small initial career kind of open house this Thursday at 4:00. And people are welcome to check out our LinkedIn company page to see details on that.
419 West Franklin Street, the location, well.co, the website. Excited to see what the future brings. Beth Gillette, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you so much, Aaron. Really appreciate it.